What is up, MILF gang? How are you guys surviving during virtual learning? Some of you may have just started this week, so you're almost finished. Friday is almost here. I know for me, my sixth grader and third grader started last week. My 10th grader and 9th grader started the week before. So we're kind of set in our little schedule. But either way, this virtual learning thing is a whole shit show, you know, and it takes for us to have so much patience, more patience than I've ever had in my whole entire life. And whatever you're doing and whatever you're trying to do, girl, pat yourself on the back because you made it through. You did it. You're doing the best that you can do. You're giving it all you got. Don't put yourself down. Don't feel bad. If you slip up and you had, you know, like a blooper moment and you weren't on mute, it is okay. It is okay. You know, if your kid had a nervous breakdown and it was just a heart, it's okay. This is a long run, and we don't know how long this is gonna last. And I think for moms, especially moms that are just not cut out for this particular thing, just do the best that you can. That's all. Just do the best that you can. And if you don't have that support at home and you don't have somebody else that can take over for you or can help for you, then you got to figure out ways that this can work for you and your kid or kids, you know. And I think the biggest thing is just preparation, organization, and pray all day. Because if you're prepared for slip-ups, if you're prepared, you got snacks for them, if you're up early, and if you get in the groove of making them think that, yeah, you're at home, but you're really at school. So while you're in school, it's no phone, no Xbox in between classes, none of that. You're going to stay on schedule because if you were at school, you wouldn't be able to do these things. So I think like keeping them motivated and keeping them really focused is like really, really important. And because I think that these curriculums that they have set up for this school year, they're actually expecting the kids to really take in this knowledge, and they're really going to use these for actual grades, or at least my kids' school is. So it's just like, at the end of the day, it's important for them to absorb the knowledge anyway. But in that, you know, it takes a lot out of you, especially if you're still working or if you're a mom that may be still be in school too. So if you're juggling a lot of things, like get real sleep, mom. Get real sleep, mom. Don't rely on coffee because coffee does not save you. Coffee is good until about 1 o'clock, and about 3 o'clock you crash it, and that's not good because you got to fix dinner soon. So it's just like get real sleep, you know, and after you get the kids situated, like take a deep breath, plan out, look at their schedules, look at their codes, you know, look at the things that you need to be prepared for them, you know, and just pray. This is a situation that we're not exactly sure when it's going to be over. And at the end of the day, even though this is like stressful for us and this is something that you don't want to do, but think about them. Like they can't see their friends. They can't go on field trips. Like it's the little things that I think that kids are now starting to realize, like, wow, this is really virtual learning. You know, like I'm not going to have that time in the hallway at my locker, or I'm not going to have recess, or I'm not going to have these extracurricular activities. Because my oldest daughter was, you know, she was running track. She was playing basketball. She was a part of the Black Student Association. So all of those things aren't happening, and still having like virtual club meetings, it's not the same as being in person. You know, it's not the same as having an actual game. It's not the same as attending an actual event. And then for my daughter, who will be 16 in November, she's having a whole nervous breakdown about a quarantine Sweet 16. And it's like, you know, like on one hand, I'm like, I understand. But on the other hand, it's like, safety or turning 16, because it's like there are some kids that won't even make it to 16. There are kids out here dying from coronavirus because they knew all along that coronavirus was killing everybody, not just old people, not just black people, but everybody. So it's just like, you need to be thankful that you're going to make it to 16, and we'll just decide how we're going to celebrate it according to what the hell is going on in the world. But I mean, kids don't think like that. They don't think like that, you know, and it's not to say that they're selfish or they're kids, and they just can't like fathom that this is what the world is right now. Especially when the malls are open and the restaurants are open, and they're like, oh, well, I can just wear a mask and we can just eat outside and blah, 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 blah. You could, but it's not safe. It's not safe. And it's hard to explain to kids that, well, it's not safe, but those people are going to go do whatever anyway. But I just wanted to let all the super moms out here, like, you are super because you're doing it. You know, you're pushing your kids, you're making it through, you're encouraging them. You got your little motivation boards for them. Like, I love seeing that. I mean, like, I think another thing is like, if you're kind of lost, or if you don't know what to do, or you don't have somebody that could take over for you for a day or two, so you could get caught up on some housework, you know, or maybe you just need some time to read a good book or whatever, like, get on. And I'm not saying that the internet is the answer, but it's like, follow some dope moms. Follow some moms on Instagram or YouTube and just like get that inspo, you know, because it's nothing like having like a real live MILF gang where you have like moms around you who are like motivating you and supporting you, and they help you and they offer advice. And that's the coolest thing to have when you have kids and you need help. You need other people that are in the same type of situation, and you can bounce ideas off of them and still maintain your sanity. So it's like this virtual learning thing, we got a long way to go, but we're gonna get through it, and we're gonna get through it together. And just stay motivated, sis. Just stay on top of it. Like, I made like this motivational board for my daughters, not for my older kids. They act like they're too old for that. But it has like their schedules on it, their codes for sign-ins, and like little quotes like, you got this, you know, stay determined, stay focused, stay attentive. Like, just small things to just like keep them going. Affirmations are really key for kids, especially smaller kids love to see things that they can touch and look at and read. So, and I think that goes a long way for adults too, because I'm like an affirmation addict. Like, I love stickers, I love quotes, I put little post-its on my planner, like anything to just keep me motivated. And whenever I'm like, you know, like, what the hell am I gonna do, or how is this gonna work, you know, then I just sit there and I like look at my affirmations, or I look at my motivational quotes, or I pray, or I talk to somebody in a similar situation that'll be like, you know what, you should do this, you should do that. And then it takes a load off when you have that influence. So it's like, don't be hard on yourself. If you had a rough day, or if your kid had a rough day, like, those days are going to come. Just handle it accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't beat yourself up. Don't be too hard on these kids because they are going through it too. And remember, these are kids. So it's just like they understand, but they don't understand. So it's like, give them a little leeway. You know what I'm saying? I know that they're doing wild shit while they on Zoom and chatting in the chats about stuff they're not supposed to, but don't be so quick to lecture them or, you know, reprimand them, I guess, for that. It's just like, understand that this is new. This is new. This is something they got to get adjusted to. And again, patience is just like everything at this point. So it's just like, I'm proud of all the moms that are out here getting their kids up every day, signing them up. I've even seen moms out here making their kids put their uniforms on and stuff. Like, whatever you got to do to get your kid in the zone to go to school, do it. Do it. Whatever you got to do. If you got to put your uniform on and go outside and come back in through the front door and sit down, do it. Do it. Do it. So I just wanted to, you know, give my peace of mind. I just wanted to know, you know, you're a super mom because I know and you should know that you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do anything you put your mind to. And God wouldn't put you in a situation that he knew you couldn't handle. This might be your test. This might be your challenge. But have faith in yourself and keep pushing and keep moving and keep motivating your kid, because that's all it's about at the end of the day. That's all it's about at the end of the day. So let's get through this. We can make it through, you know. If you got to have a couple of little smoke breaks or you got to have your cocktail waiting as soon as class is over, do whatever you got to do. But you can get through this. You can do this. So just stay on task, stay organized, stay positive, and try to instill that in your kids too, you know? So I want to leave all my super moms with this blessing and this motivational piece. And when I say that we're a MILF gang, my definition of MILF and MILF gang is mothers investing and leading the future. And that's exactly what we're doing at home with virtual learning right now. We are moms leading the future. We are leading these kids and investing our time in them because they are the future. So think of it in that way. Like, this is irritating. This is aggravating. You know, this is tedious. It's anything that you can think of that is negative. That is it. But it's for the greater good, sis. It's for the greater good. So just stay on task. Keep yourself in high spirits. Stay motivated. And do the same for your kids. Y'all are in this together. So like I said, preparation, organization, and pray. You can't go wrong. And get you a gang of dope moms. Get that inspo, sis. Get that inspo. But you'll be okay. You'll be okay. You'll be all right. We can make it through. This ain't nothing that you ain't been through before. You're gonna get through it just like how you always get through it. So pat yourself on the back. You did it. You did it. Your kid is going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Don't let this virtual learning break you down. Don't get stressed. Don't get stressed. Just take a minute. Take a deep breath. Get yourself together. Get in the right headspace and you can do it. You got this. I know you do. You're a mom investing and leading the future. Don't forget that.